In all of human history, there is no more startling fact than that for 20 centuries, men and women have gone in search of the Holy Child and what that child became. The moments we are about to spend together are a part of that quest. And if in some word or song or prayer you should find him tonight, our hope in asking you to come will be fulfilled. A warm, warm welcome to every one of you. Before we sing our first Christmas song together, let me explain how it grew out of what may be the most controversial single verse in the entire Bible. One day, more than 700 years before Christ, a very frightened Jewish king was comforted by a prophet who told him to stop worrying about a threatened invasion from a couple of his neighbors. Not only will that invasion not take place, Isaiah said, but somewhere in Israel, a little boy will be born, and before he is 3 years old, the two enemy nations you are afraid of will both have been destroyed. He said the Lord is going to give you a sign, so you can know that a young woman shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. We have never known exactly who that child was, but many centuries later, the people who had come to love Jesus of Nazareth borrowed this prophecy and made it apply to him. The name Emmanuel means God with us, and it had been given to hundreds of little boys in the ages before Christ was born, but no one ever quite fulfilled it in the way he did, and ever since, it has seemed to belong only to him. There is a sense in which he is always being asked to come into our hearts and lives, and that is the prayer of the next song, with Ron Stuckey singing the first verse and all of us joining in the next two.
Thank you.
with absolutely irrational but totally delightful fatherly pride, I welcome back my daughter, who for so many years helped me on this Christmas Eve, but was away last year, Karen Wakefield, once Karen Myers.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus."
Once
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was betrothed, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy to all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among people."